You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, we got the state, we got the national covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is hour number two, unbelievably. Hour number two already. We're in number one of the Triple Dipper. I've been covering down on the question of will there be tax relief coming from the legislature in the next legislative session, which will begin after the first of the year. And the question is not a bad one when you consider the fact that there are somewhere in the neighborhood of two-thirds of the states have enacted some form of major tax relief. Some are rebates, but a lot of them, the more Republican states, tend to lean towards tax relief in terms of permanent cuts. Well, coming on the line right now is State Representative Arnold Mooney. I've known Arnold for a few years. He was first elected to the Alabama State House in District 43 down in Shelby County in 2014. Arnold is one of the more conservative members of the Alabama House, and I thought if I'm going to get a perspective on what's going on, he typically has his ear to the ground. He's also neck deep in everything down there in Montgomery. What's he got to say? So without any further ado, Representative Arnold Mooney, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Phil. I hope you are.
I'm good. Thanks for making some time. I know you had a full afternoon, and I appreciate you making a few minutes for us.
More than glad to.
Well, listen, Arnold, I know where you stand on fiscal issues. Generally speaking, you're one of the more conservative members of the Alabama House. Big doings right now. We got major surpluses. I recognize that some of those are one-time federal monies, but we also have great collections in terms of our revenue. What are your thoughts on tax relief? Are we going to see any measurable tax relief out of the legislature coming up?
You know, Phil, I don't know what the legislature will ultimately do. I know what I believe is the correct thing to do. The thing that bothers me as I look at what's going on with our country is that hourly wages have decreased about 2.3% while inflation is racing at the last numbers I saw were 13.5% on the consumer price index. Baby food was like 12.6%. Airlines were 35.4, oil was like 68.8, gas was 25.6. You get the point. Everything's increasing, it's going up, and wages are going down. I support elimination of the grocery tax, and the reason is extremely simple, because seniors and very low-income working families, and get the word working families, families that are trying to make it, families that are often two parents working at least two jobs and sometimes three or four jobs trying to get by in the process we're looking at. You know, the Alabama average family spends about $500 a year just paying sales tax on groceries. So when you look at it, I mean, is it a lot? It's not a lot for family. Is it a lot in a number? Well, the number's somewhere in the 400 to 450 million category, but seniors are on fixed incomes. They can't even, you know, switch jobs. They're in a position where it can't change. But it's, you know, basically that $400 is about 3 to 4 weeks of groceries that they could purchase if they weren't paying tax. There are studies that show that if you change things in relation to food taxes, that you tend to get healthy outcomes or more healthy outcomes in relation to health care and so forth. You know, we proposed last time a couple of bills. My dear friend Mike Holmes from Wetumpka proposed a couple of bills. We really could not get to square one on either one of them. But, you know, the whole point of the thing when you look at it is not at this point, can we afford to do that? Yes, we can afford to do that, obviously. I don't
obviously,
know if the stomach
yes.
is there for folks to do it or not. I'll certainly support it. I've supported it for quite a number of years because I believe it's the right thing to do for people who are trying their best to get ahead and take care of their families. And for people who for so many years gave everything they could, many of them, you know, folks who fought in conflicts overseas for our country, and they're now retired and they're trying to make it on a difficult situation. I mean, you look at Social Security, I don't know exactly what it's going up, but it's not going up 13.5%.
No.
I mean, they're living on a fixed income. And many of them do not have great retirement funds, you know, to work with. Some do, and great that they do. But I just believe that it is the most regressive thing we do in our state is to tax food in relation to these two groups. I mean, I don't mind paying it.
Let me jump in, Arnold, and ask you a couple of questions then, because right now I've heard it floated that, and even Governor Ivey has said she might be inclined towards a tax rebate, a one-time payment. But we're also seeing, I mean, Governor Gavin Newsom is doing that in California, and AP News did a study nationwide. They said that Republican states tend to lean towards tax relief, whereas the Democrat states are the ones leaning towards the one-time payments. Why would we not?
I know that study.
Why would we not is my question. I get it. Rebates are good, but some of them are actually coupling rebates with tax relief at the same time.
That's exactly right. And states around us, you know, are literally states Florida has no income tax. You know, Tennessee is moving that direction. Georgia and Mississippi have actually done tax reform that provided changes for their working people and the taxes and all. I mean, it's just the right thing to do. I don't know how to put it any other way.
I think the thing that frustrates me the most about the grocery tax is And Alabama has a bifurcated budget. We have the general fund, which is everything except education. Everything education gets all the benefit, for the most part, of sales tax revenues. And the teachers' union is constantly yammering that they cannot do without grocery tax. And that if we lose that, they lose funding. But yet we've upfunded education every year for a decade.
That's correct. And, I mean, in my view of the whole thing, as you look at it and you look at what we're talking about, I mean, when did we go to away from biannual budgets? Was it about the same time the State House was built, about the early to mid 80s?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
You know, if we were biannually budgeting, we would be more conservatively budgeting than we would be now with the situations we've got. But I would agree with you that I do think that as a state, long term, our goal should be to have one budget that serves one people, the people of the state of Alabama, and serves them in a manner that best benefits their lives and gives them opportunity. I mean, quite frankly, if you reduce the grocery tax, you're going to economically stimulate our state in terms of those funds being spent. You look at it from the standpoint of what's going to happen. The taxpayers, you know, get the funds in their pocket. It's going to be economic activity for Alabama. I mean, I'm a fiscal conservative, and I like the idea of reducing taxes on our, you know, hardworking laboring class and our seniors so that, you know, we've got a place to start, and let's see how it works. It's probably the lowest thing we could do across the board to look at what would this reform mean in terms of economic benefit and growth along the way. But, I mean, it's constantly every year we've not been able to get it up. This isn't a Democratic issue. This isn't a Republican issue. This is a people issue.
Yeah.
It's an issue for the people of our state. And folks who don't see that, hardworking folks who are working on hourly wages are having a tough time of it and don't see that seniors are having a tough time of it, I think they must have blinders on.
Well, I agree. So let me ask you this, Arnold. We got about a minute and a half left here. Are we looking at a rebate, do you think? Is that what's going to wind up happening if you had to predict? Or is there a chance that we could see movement in this first year of a quadrennium into true tax relief at all?
You know, I don't know what would be done with a rebate. I've not heard anything about what the amounts would be. I'm going to continue to support tax reform and, you know, getting rid of the grocery tax because it is the most regressive one we've got. We need to look at unearmarking. We've proposed that for years. It never gets anywhere. You know, everybody knows I opposed the gas tax because of the never-ending increases that came with it. We don't need to be increasing taxes without voting on it. If we really want to stimulate the economy, a corporate income tax would provide wage benefits as well as greater economic investment. There's no question about it. You know, reducing taxes on small business is an important thing that gives them an opportunity to grow. We can look at that as a business property tax exemption. You know, that would give us another growth area. You know, there are so many other things going on. I mean, Phil, you know, Alabama is at the top of foreign-owned real estate and business in our state. And I don't mean Mercedes or anything like that or Honda. I'm talking about land that's owned by foreign companies and all. There's a lot of it here, and we're right at the top in our as a state among other states. You know, it's almost all agricultural as far as Alabama's concerned. You know, crop growing land or forests and that type of thing. It's a concern. I mean, you look at it, people say, "Why does that concern you?" It doesn't concern me what they're going to do with it. It concerns me what they might not do with it.
Yeah.
They might not put those trees into production. They might not put that land into production. We've got to pay attention to those things. We're a great state with great resources, and those resources have got to be used to benefit the people of our state, and that will ultimately benefit the people of our nation.
Well, I have a feeling, Arnold, we could talk about this. I mean, I know we're out of time right now. We could talk about this and chase several rabbits and just continue this conversation, you know, for an entire hour. So we need to get you in studio sometime soon for a more in-depth discussion. But, my friend, I guarantee you if there was an actual, like, Freedom Caucus within the State House, you'd be a member. And I appreciate your fight for this and hope that we can see some movement on this coming year.
Well, Phil, I appreciate it. I appreciate the work you're doing and enjoyed serving with you, and it was an honor and a privilege.
All right. Well, State Representative Arnold Mooney, thank you much, and we'll have you back on. All right.
Blessings. All right. Have a good day.
You too, bud. All right, man, Boomer, take us to a break, and we'll come back and just wrap that up and then move to number two of the Triple Dipper. Live free or die. Got to talk about those guns, that Second Amendment. It's always under assault. But in the meantime, know this. Your state is one of the most flush with cash in the nation and has provided zero tax relief by comparison to the vast majority of other states. That ain't right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. All right, so listen, let me wrap this thing up a little bit. Alabama has gone so far into surplus, I almost can't imagine what it was like. When I got elected in 2010, we were coming in on a series of years in which the Alabama Democrat Party had controlled the legislature, and we were constantly in what they called proration. Proration, Alabama has a balanced budget requirement in our Constitution. In other words, whereas they can do deficit spending constantly in D.C., we can't do that in Alabama, and that's good. I mean, that's a great thing. I love the fact that we have a balanced budget requirement in Alabama. However, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, budget well. So what used to happen constantly was they would like wink, wink, nod, nod, and they would go, okay, teachers union wants a raise for everybody. We'll do that at 4%, and then we're also going to spend more on this, and we're going to give ourselves a legislative pay raise. And they'd pass all these enhancements to the previous year's budget, and then what would happen is halfway through the year, the governor would have no choice but to declare proration because revenues did not meet obligations. So proration basically means everything gets cut, except that by law they can't cut those pay raises they gave. Pay raises were exempt. So the pay raises went into effect, threw the budgets out of whack, and they would then literally be stuck with having to cut services. And that happened constantly. Constantly. You go back and just Google the word Alabama budget proration, I guarantee you, you'll find a string of them. I want to say in the 8 years prior to me being elected in 2010, there had been something like six of those years with prorations. And that meant, and in fact, the year prior to me being elected, it was something like a 40% proration. And my what I used to say when I was campaigning the first time was, if your budget goes into proration, then it was never truly balanced to begin with. We're in a different day now. So the Republicans took charge of the legislature for the first time after the 2010 Republican wave. I was proud to be a part of it. I served 8 years in the state Senate. There were a number of us that came in determined to make some changes, and we did, man. I mean, wow. We grabbed hold of the budgets, first of all, and we put a reserve account in place for the education budget. That had never been done before. A reserve account? You can't do that. We might need you to spend the money. No, you might need us to put some aside in case we don't have enough. Well, we got a reserve account for the first time in education. And oh, by the way, we cut government, and they've not seen proration now in over a decade since that time. And then just a few years ago, they put in we got the ability to put in a reserve budget for a reserve account for the general fund. Now, I mentioned a moment ago, Alabama has one of the most unique and cumbersome means of budgeting in the entire nation. We have a bifurcated or split budgeting process. You have two budgets, basically. Everything in the world it takes to run education is in one budget, K through 12 and higher ed. And then everything else in the world it takes to run the whole state, everything from courts to roads and bridges to state troopers to mental health to whatever, is all in what they call the general fund. And the general fund is always woefully under budget by comparison to the education fund. Now, education costs more, but it also stems back to the days when the teachers' union used their leverage to make sure that all of what we call the growth taxes, things like things that go up in a good economy, like an income tax and a sales tax, those all feed the education budget. Huh. How about that? So when you hear that we're looking at cutting the sales tax, guess who screams first? The teachers' union. You can't do that. That might mean not enough money for education. You know how much they got right now? Record levels. Have you seen proration in a decade? No. They just got another pay raise. Yeah, and we're last in the nation. Okay, but nonetheless, we have more than enough money with a reserve budget, and they still can't let go. I'm just telling you, folks, that's what's happening. You can't cut the grocery tax because the teachers' union screams, and 40% of the Republicans in Montgomery are now taking money from the teachers' union for their re-elections. And we never used to do that. And so that kind of thing has got to be addressed, got to be. But then on top of that, there's also, maybe it's a little bit of a depression mentality. We went so long with so little, and we did. I get it. We didn't have the ability to do surplus spending when I was there. It was just unreal. I mean, we were robbing Peter to pay Paul. That was called appropriating. The appropriations process is where you literally say, like we do at home, well, power bill went up. I guess we're not buying the pizza. That's the way we do it at home, right? Well, that's the way we did it in state government for the first time in forever. And now they're not doing that. Now they're like, man, what else do you want to spend it on? You know they had $1 billion extra this year? So what'd they do? They had a special appropriation. What'd they give it to? Lots of government. It all went to government. It's time for some true tax relief for the citizens of this state. Because you're in surplus now, fellas. You're in surplus. Give some back. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up next, Live Free or Die, Second Amendment. We'll be right back.